Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Frankie, Aaliyah and Anastasia with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, construction on West End's upcoming McDonald's has continued into late night hours and residents of the suburb are not loving it. 612 ABC Brisbane obtained footage of ongoing construction outside the site at 4am, where workers can be seen unloading steel from several trucks. Speaking on the incident, a Brisbane City Council spokesperson says, quote, "Out of hours work can only be undertaken where the appropriate approvals are in place. There is currently no approval for work at the site at 4am. Though construction company StoreTech has been given council permits to operate from 9pm to 2am on certain nights, they have declined to comment on whether construction has been conducted outside their allotted hours, passing on responsibility to McDonald's. Also in local news, the Queensland Wattle Association has proposed an initiative to spread native wattle across the state before the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The association has already collected about 10,000 seeds, though Project Brisbane Gold remains a proposal. Landscaping decisions around the games would involve game organisers, governments and local councils. This comes after the mass clearing of trees in Barrambin Victoria Park, including at least 7 ancestor trees in preparations for the games. Yagara elder Gaja Kerry Charlton says there was no contact during the planning process.
In national news, several veterinary practices around the country are creating registers for dog blood donors as the demand for dogs requiring blood donations grows. 3-year-old golden retriever Bruno saved the life of a fellow canine this month after donating blood at the Millicent and Kingston Veterinary Clinic. Red Cross Life Blood notes one dog donation can save up to 4 lives. In emergency, the blood can be used to save cats. Trigger warning, listeners are advised that the following story contains sexual violence, pornography, and death involving minors. More in national news. Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek proposes banning choking and pornography similar to what the UK has done. The death of a 16-year-old Sydney girl last week, who allegedly was treated as a suspected sexual choking act, has increased demand for the ban. New South Wales Liberal leader Kelly Sloan added her support for the ban yesterday. Ms. Sloan wrote to the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, quote, "When pornography depicts an act capable of causing brain injury, unconsciousness, or death, it should not be treated as just another form of adult entertainment," end quote.
In international news, over 10,000 Nepalese troops, along with specialist teams from India and China, have been deployed to find survivors trapped in tunnels at hydropower sites following last Wednesday's flash floods. Nepal's military airlifted heavy machinery to the remote site on Sunday, with rescuers reaching the entrance on one tunnel and beginning to clear debris. Once the site is secured, teams will carry oxygen and cameras into the tunnel. A spokesperson for Nepal's foreign ministry says international assistance is required with tunnel rescues, DNA testing, and forensic identification. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.